And amen. I trust that you have already had a blessed holiday, July 4th. God bless all of you for being here on this Lord's Day. And I hope you took time, yesterday at least, and have taken time just to be thankful for our freedoms as God's people in this country to live and preach the Word of God, the truth of God's Word. And again, I hope your family had a wonderful time yesterday. Ben and I have a little hack. We live in the Alton in a townhouse, and we just drive right over to the college and watch the fireworks from Roger Dean every year. I've done that for many, many years. But last night, the game went on and on and on and on. And thankfully, I had an app where I could read, you know, balls and strikes. That wasn't smart because I'm watching every pitch. And it's going on and on. Finally, I just took my phone. I called in a bomb threat. And then that ended the game, and that was good. So I did not do that. I'm kidding. I would never do that in order to get out of an exam at Martin County High School, ever. I would never do that. Are you glad you're saved today? Yeah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the freedoms we enjoy in this country, Lord, that you've granted us through a lot of sacrifice of a lot of people through many years. And it's hard for people in the world to imagine. It's hard for people, Christians, in history to imagine. 100 centuries ago, the kinds of freedoms that we have in this society. And I pray, God, we'll not take them for granted. We'll be busy about your work. But thank you far more, eternally more, Lord, for the freedom we have in Jesus Christ. Set us free from sin and from the devil, Lord, and set us free to serve you. And I pray today, this Lord's Day you've given us, we will open our hearts afresh to the fellowship of your people and to the power of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Be seated.
As you're seated, number 68, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.